The FBI says four Alaska school districts received letters containing a suspicious white powder this week. Genos came in the mail to the school district central office on Wednesday. FBI spokesman Eric Gonzalez says Thorne Bay, Tanana, and Chugach school districts also received similar letters.
These letters are typically addressed to administrators or the principal coming from Texas without a return address.
Like Gina, the buildings where the letters were received were evacuated and the hazmat teams called in to test the substance or send it to the state crime lab in Anchorage. Dr. Bernard Gilley, chief of the Alaska Public Health Laboratory, says tests show the powder is not infectious or toxic. As of yesterday afternoon, the Thorne Bay envelope had not been received at the lab. Juneau's Capital City Fire and Rescue Hazardous Materials team went to that Prince of Wales Island community on Thursday to help. Gilley says his office receives several pieces of suspicious mail each year for testing. The FBI's Gonzalez says school districts in the lower 48 this week also received suspicious letters containing a white powder. Rob Steedle has been appointed Juneau's next deputy city manager. The longtime CBJ employee was selected by current deputy manager Kim Kiefer, who assumes the top job next month. Casey Kelly has more.
Rob Steedle moved to Juneau with the intention of staying a year, maybe two.
But then I met a woman, and we've lived here happily ever since.
Today, Steedle and his wife, Jetta Whitaker, have two kids, a 17-year-old son and a 15-year-old daughter. He's worked in the city's information technology department since 1992, serving 14 years as IT director. Last year, he took over a project to convert all CBJ computers to new software, which he'll continue to lead as deputy manager. Through his work, Steedle says he's become familiar with all city departments.
Forward to is working with them and taking a broader look at what they're doing, not just looking at it through an information technology lens.
Steedle says a balanced budget and the possible reopening of the AJ mine are two issues that will dominate his first few months on the job. He says his primary role will be to work with Kiefer to support the city's department heads.
Our departments are headed by people with passion for their work, and sometimes they need guidance from the manager's office, and that's what we're there to do, to make sure that they can get their work done.
Kiefer says she selected Steedle because of his broad familiarity with the city and because his knowledge of the organization complements hers.
One of the projects he worked on was consolidated dispatch for fire and police. So he understands some of those needs much better than I do, and he can help me in my learning curve with that. And same thing with ambulance billing. So he understands that internal piece within the fire department of what it takes to do sort of the back end of their business.
Kiefer says she did not look outside the city for her replacement, partially because she believes in hiring from within, but also because there was a time crunch.
Because we're going right into this budget process, and we're still trying to look for savings of $4.2 million. I need to have somebody there to help with that process. And having somebody that can hit the ground running, I think, is critical to the organization.
Steedle has a bachelor's degree in philosophy from State University of New York at Binghamton and a master's in public administration from the University of Alaska Southeast. His starting salary as deputy manager will be $125,800. He and Kiefer start their new positions April 1st. Current city manager Rod Swope is retiring after 9 years on the job. In Juneau, I'm Casey Kelly.
Public comments now being taken on the Eagle Crest Master Plan. A plan will be used by the Board of Directors to guide development for the city-owned ski area over the next 20 years. It summarizes telephone and internet survey, public comments, and consultant research so far. Jim Calvin of Juneau-based McDowell Group research firm says development opportunities laid out in the plan are filtered through several fundamental realities.
Eagle Crest is first and foremost a wintertime recreation area, and we don't want to do anything in the way of development either summer or wintertime that jeopardizes that basic mission. You know, there are other guiding forces that we have to keep in mind, such as Juneau's relatively limited access and limited potential for significant population growth. So all just sort of cautionary messages about, you know, let's not get too far ahead of ourselves in terms of what we'd like to do.
The draft plan outlines summer and winter activities and facilities identified through the planning process. They include a mountain trail network, remote cabins, and a mountain bike skills park in the summer, as well as lodge improvements, a winter terrain park, and night skiing in winter. The area used to offer night skiing, but it became expensive operation for few users. And Calvin says ideas laid out in the master plan would enhance users' experience at Eagle Crest, but all have cost implications. Public meeting on the draft plan is scheduled for March 28th. Calvin says consultants will not be making a presentation. Instead, they'll be there to listen. Written public comments will be accepted through March 30th. The draft Eagle Crest Ski Area Master Plan can be found at skijuno.com, or you can link to it through our own website at ktoonews.org. Precious metals are down this morning. Base metals are up. Silver currently at $33.32 an ounce, down half a buck from yesterday. Gold is also down at $1,681.20 an ounce. But zinc is up at 92 cents a pound, lead at 95 cents a pound. Juneau residents won't have to take a boat or plane to hear voices from Admiralty Island. The Friends of Admiralty Island are hosting Admiralty Island Voices tomorrow at the Juneau Arts and Cultural Center to discuss the future and health of the island. Tony Gorman has this preview of the weekend's event.
International filmmaker Joel Bennett wants people to hear more about Admiralty Island.
We want to get them energized and as excited as we are and have been about the island.
Scientists, writers, artists, and thinkers from Southeast Alaska will be on hand for the one-day event to present their research and other works about the island, including its scientific and artistic sites. Jan Straley is Associate Professor of Marine Biology at the University of Alaska Fairbanks, based out of the Sitka Sound Science Center. The humpback whale expert says the island was invaluable to her research.
When I first went there, I thought, wow, I found a gold mine of whales that didn't go to Hawaii for their annual migration, but that actually ended up over years and years and years not really being true. But it was a great research project, and it launched me into a career in humpback whales and actually whale research in general.
Though Admiralty doesn't have any glaciers, Roman Motika understands how glacial activity in other parts of Southeast Alaska affects the island. Motika is geology and geophysics professor at the University of Alaska Fairbanks and UAS. He says his research indicates an ongoing glacial isostatic rebound in the area where more land is appearing due to less glacial weight.
Admiralty Island on the northern tip, we've seen up to 3 meters of total uplift over that time span. There's a gradient the further south, the further we go away from the major centers of glaciation, that uplift and emergence lessens. So at the southern tip of Admiralty, we've seen about a total of 1 meter uplift over that period.
Audubon Alaska Bird Conservation Director Matt Kirchhoff, fish biologist researcher Mason Buck Bryant, and Angoon Tlingit elder George Nelson Jr. complete the rest of the science panel. The arts panel features Bennett along with artist and sculptor Skip Wallen, who was inspired by Admiralty Island bears to create the sculpture Windfall Fisherman. The bronze statue is on display at the Diamond Courthouse Plaza. Teacher-writer John Howe, wilderness guide and author Lynn Schooler, and Angoon Tlingit woodcarver Jamie Daniels round out the rest of the arts panel. Hank Lentford is the keynote speaker. The award-winning author of Faith of Cranes will discuss his experiences from Admiralty Island. Admiralty Island Voices is at the Juneau Arts and Cultural Center from 2 to 9 p.m. and is free. In Juneau, I'm Tony Gorman.